Hey everyone, it's Alexa.
And Catherine.
And we're the girls behind Tickets Please. And on today's episode, we're talking about our Oscar predictions.
That's the Oscar music.
Oh, that's the Oscar. I thought that was the Poor Things music.
All right, if you heard our Best Picture nominees episode, you know that we hadn't seen Poor Things yet and are talking about it today before we do our Oscar predictions.
Well, you have a much fresher impresh than I do. I just want to say before you say it, based on the text messages you sent me, I feel like I'm going to be very validated. And that makes me very happy because I thought I was alone on an island of people that didn't really love it that much. And I think that you're going to agree.
You can say you hated it. You don't have to be.
The word I gave you was unrelenting.
I think it was beautiful and unlike anything I've ever seen before.
Mm-hmm.
And I hated it.
Good.
It really takes a lot for me to say that.
It really does. I didn't think you would, honestly.
There were parts that were breathtaking mm-hmm. and moments that were really touching. And I thought, maybe I do love this. And by the end, I realized I was forcing myself. I will never, never watch it again.
Because what did you think it was going to be? And what was it? Because I know you were, this was one of your most anticipated. I remember when we saw stills and a trailer for it that you were pumped to see it.
I knew it was going to be really, really weird. And I knew that both Emma and Mark were going to be really, really weird. And they were. And I loved that. I felt they were both amazing. I was either bored out of my mind, or I was watching one of the vivid, colorful scenes that was gorgeous, but so not based in any reality.
Yeah.
That I couldn't connect to it. And I know the story is a parable, really.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't even really think about that and what it meant, or even specifically what it meant to me, because I was so bored slash I didn't know which way was up.
I completely agree with you. I felt very, very disconnected from it. There was not one part of it that I felt I could grasp onto that would make me feel like in any way. It wasn't like I could feel for the characters because I felt they were realistic or grounded in anything. And I know they weren't supposed to feel realistic or grounding. So then I couldn't even shift to, wow, what an interesting story. There was no part of it that I felt like I could cling to carry me through it. I found it boomeranging back and forth. I would laugh every once in a while because something she would say would strike me as so funny, or something that Mark would do would be just hysterical, the way he would scrunch himself up and throw things, and like his facial expressions when he would be so angry and he would scrunch his eyebrows. He was hysterical. So when he would come on screen and have a scene with her, when he abandons her in Marseille, I thought that was very funny.
Our adventure is clearly over. I shall book you a passage back to London.
You had money this whole time?
It is God's money. For emergencies.
It has been a fucking emergency for weeks now.
I believed in you the whole time, that you would rise to the occasion. But now I see that was a mistake, and there's clearly something broken in you.
You broke that something in me!
I feel this conversation has become circular.
And I felt the pacing was really bad. When they're in Lisbon, I thought that was very interesting and funny. And then it comes
to... I loved when they were eating the...
Yes!
Know how to eat them.
I will guess through the mouth.
They must not be eaten dainty flake by dainty flake, but inhaled with gusto like life itself.
Incredible.
I loved the way he said...
No more. One's enough. Any more's too much.
I heard that Yorgos specifically wanted Mark for this, and that he read the script and was like, I think I'm your mm-hmm. guy. And he was like, you absolutely are my guy. I think that's really brilliant, because of all the actors, he probably could have chosen anyone would have done it.
Yeah.
To have seen that Mark has this weirdness in him that he could have done it and was the right guy for it, I think is very,
yeah.
I really like it.
Yeah.
I thought about anthropology a lot. It felt like 2012 anthropology, but in a dream that turns into a nightmare. I love that we get to see her explore and find her agency as a woman, mm-hmm. as an individual person separate from God. And I read Kevin T. Porter's review on Letterboxd, and it's really long. We can link it in the
show notes.
He explains his understanding of it as a parable about religion.
And then one last thing. The whole time I couldn't really figure out if I was supposed to care about her relationship with God, because when she comes back because he's dying and she confronts him because she's now figured out that like what he's done and who she is and all those things, there didn't seem to be any emotional weight behind any of that. I didn't feel it, at least.
I think it was so big that she was just taking it in.
I don't know.
I also didn't know. I haven't had a chance to look this up. I'm sure people have already talked about it. But if she had the mind of a child, it was not really okay for her to be having sex.
Of course. Right.
And maybe we are supposed to suspend that for the movie, but
I'm pretty sure.
I don't know.
I couldn't
totally resolve that. If he had said something, because he does say she gains 15 words a day, her hair grows 2 inches a day.
Yeah.
It's clear to us that her progression and her growth and maturity is much faster than the average person.
Mm-hmm.
But I wish they would have just said something like her cognition or whatever it's called matures this fast in this amount of time. So at least we could say, okay, even though she's only been, quote, alive for 2 years or however long it's been, she has the brain and the maturity of someone who is 22. There was one line when Emma throws herself onto the bed after she's given away the money, and she says something like,
I'm so tired. Well, maybe just my spirit is. My soul has buckled, crumpled, flattened.
She had a lot of Tumblr fake inspiring quotes that were very funny the way she would deliver them.
She was amazing. Everyone was, actually.
Yeah, 100%. The movie was made in the acting. Alrighty, so let's start off with the supporting. Let's go ladies first. Actress in a supporting role, we have Emily Blunt for Oppenheimer, Danielle Brooks for The Color Purple, America Ferrera for Barbie, Jodie Foster for Naiad, and Davine Joy Randolph for The Holdovers.
It's definitely going to be Davine.
Yeah, if it goes to anybody else.
It won't.
It
can't
won't.
And it won't.
No. Nope.
It shan't.
Actor in a supporting role, Sterling K. Brown for American Fiction, Robert De Niro for Killers of the Flower Moon, Robert Downey Jr. for Oppenheimer, Ryan Gosling for Barbie, and Mark Ruffalo for Poor Things.
If it were up to me, it would be a shared award between Mark Ruffalo and Sterling K. Brown.
Mm-hmm.
But it's actually going to be...
It's going to be Robert Downey Jr., but if it were me voting, it would be Mark Ruffalo.
Wow, that means a lot to me.
I think of the performances, his was by far the best.
And the most...
stretched outside of what we've seen him do and exemplary of the actor that he is. But for some reason, every single award has gone to RDJ. I don't know why totally, but I might place a bet on Mark Ruffalo. Just saying, you know, I take it very seriously and I don't bet just with what the favorites are, because...
Are you going to bet on him actually during
yes.
your...
Yes.
Wow.
Because I bet with what
Has he won at all this season?
I don't do it like that. Because because if I do, I would lose every year. All right. We'll go to actor in a leading role. So for actor in a leading role, we have Bradley Cooper from Maestro.
Can I ask you a little bit about Maestro?
Wow. I love the way you pronounce that.
Coleman Domingo for Rustin. Paul Giamatti for The Holdovers. Cillian Murphy for Oppenheimer, and Jeffrey Wright for American Fiction.
Of course, it's Cillian. We don't even need to discuss anything.
I can't wait to see his little speech. He's going to be so cute up there.
I want to love him the way everyone else does.
I know.
Maybe I need to watch that show.
I never watched that show.
What Peaky, was it called?
Peaky Blinders?
Oh, God, what an unbearable fucking title. Oh, God, it gives me the ick.
Actress in a leading role. Annette Bening for Naiad. Lily Gladstone for Killers of the Flower Moon. Sandra Huller for Anatomy of a Fall. Carey Mulligan for Maestro. And Emma Stone for Poor Things. I think it's going to Lily Gladstone.
I think so, too.
I know a lot of early awards went to Emma, and so it was feeling like it was going that way, but I think there's been a shift in the tide.
If it were any other year, I think it would be Emma.
On to directing. We have Justine Triet for Anatomy of a Fall, Martin Scorsese for Killers of the Flower Moon, Christopher Nolan for Oppenheimer, Yorgos Lanthimos for Poor Things, and Jonathan Glazer for the Zone of Interest. It's Nolan's year.
I agree. It's overdue.
I think this is his time. And then finally, Best Picture. All right. We have American Fiction, Anatomy of a Fall, Barbie, The Holdovers, Killers of the Flower Moon, Maestro, Oppenheimer, Past Lives, Poor Things, The Zone of Interest.
It'll definitely be Oppenheimer. But if Oppenheimer wasn't part of this group, what do you think it would be?
That's a great question. Anatomy of a Fall.
Foreign films haven't won many. I think only once, actually.
Just Parasite?
I think so.
Wow.
We have to look that up and make sure.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I think so too, actually.
If it was a different year, because I haven't seen much hype for Poor Things as for the movie itself, but in a different parallel universe year, I could see Poor Things being a movie that had a big push for being Best Picture. But for some reason, there hasn't been. So I wouldn't see it ever having a shot.
Yeah, it was Parasite, the only international feature film to win Best Picture.
I don't know. I might be secretly rooting for Anatomy of a Fall. I always want to call it Anatomy of the Fall because that's what I thought it was called for a while. And by a while,
I actually think that's a better title.
Up until 2 days ago, I thought. Right, because it was the fall of the movie. It wasn't like...
It wasn't like somebody fell.
Yeah, exactly.
it was the fall.
So we'll see. It seems like it might be a very predictable Oscar year, but I say it every year. Shit happens. The days leading up. So you never, ever know.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Baby, you could.